Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
All right, welcome back. We have been seeing people come in, and we just continue to... This is a bigger situation than it has been in the past, where the cash is just coming in. More people are coming in and handing us... Now, with diapers...
Which is okay.
No, it's fantastic.
Except when they won't give it to me because they don't trust me.
Yeah.
Which just happened.
He's got a very common name, but we'll just say Joe because he didn't want his name to be said.
He wanted to be anonymous.
He came in, and I'm talking to people and handing the cash over, and he goes, "No, I want it to go to her."
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that?
Not great.
Thank you so much.
It speaks deeply to a lack of integrity on my part.
just a little skepticism. I don't know that lack of that's a big bold leap.
Yeah.
What are you doing? This is so important.
I'm keeping the spreadsheet for the people donating cash.
Can you also do it? This is your segment.
Oh, yeah. I got to do the radio. Yeah.
Ethan, can you do the thing? Can you hit it?
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
This is the best part of my show.
All right.
For me.
Yeah. This is where you get to kick your feet up and relax. She might have broken her foot, ladies and gentlemen.
So bad. I don't know what to do.
It wasn't today, but it's getting worse. These are more, because we did this about a week and a half ago, of Christmas traditions that are slowly disappearing. Now, if you recall, we talked about Christmas caroling, staying up all night to assemble toys, although I'm surprised that's disappearing. Using fine china is disappearing. And there might have been a couple more, like real Christmas trees. Thank you for that donation. Drunken office parties was one of them. Now, here are some more. We ended on this one, which I have to mention.
This is the one we ended on?
This is disappearing holiday traditions. Big bulbs. Remember?
How did we end on that?
Remember that?
Did you just sneak that one in at the end?
Yeah, I did. And then we started singing, I like big bulbs.
Look at this lovely woman filling this bin.
Big bulbs, and I cannot lie.
Stop it. With pasta boxes and mac and cheese. And you're doing that. She's going to change her mind.
Don't. It's okay. In fact, you know what? Just do what you're doing. Don't even listen to the radio.
Wait, what? You're not doing that right.
More holiday traditions that are disappearing. I wanted to see if you guys still participate in any of these or if you ever did. Dressing up for dinner.
I struggle with this every year because I feel like whatever I end up doing is the opposite of what everybody else does. And that's frustrating. I remember going to my grandma's house and being like, it's Christmas dinner. You should wear, you know, something. Not like.
Wait, was she saying this? Or were you assuming?
I was just guessing. Like, okay. Can you go? Because it's Christmas Day. Like, but, no, by the time it's dinner, you might be like, can we just do the sweats or the new comfy outfit or something you just got for Christmas? Or it's Christmas dinner. Should you wear something nice?
Well, that says a lot because that, if you were assuming you should, that speaks to the fact that there's still a living tradition in some households.
We hosted Thanksgiving this year, and I'm pretty sure that I was one of only two people who did not really look very nice at it. And I was like, well, but I had a terrible cold over the weekend, and I was in bed, and so I was like, I think if I attempted, nobody would even notice that I tried to look nice, so I didn't try. But
Is it better to overdress or underdress going to?
Oh, it's never, ever the wrong thing to be the best dressed person in the
room. That's what my wife told me when I was dressing up for the St. Clair County GOP dinner.
Did you wear the sweater? Thank you, ma'am.
No, but
thank you so much.
I was going to wear like some nice jeans with a coat, and she's like, no, you do not. No, you do not.
Nice jeans and a coat?
Yeah. She would not let me get away with that.
She said you had to spruce it up a little.
I had to spruce it up.
Oh, look at this. He came back in with...
Oh, thank you.
You guilted him into coming back to give you more cash. That
was Brad.
That was the unnamed John Doe who handed me some cash before and wouldn't give it to Ryan.
Anonymous. All right, more holiday traditions that are disappearing. Christmas cards.
Can't do it.
I know almost nobody that still does this. We get maybe one or two a year.
Well, I think my wife still does them.
Maybe one of the ones we get is from you.
I still get lots of them. I'm grateful for every single one. I have gotten over the part where when I get a Christmas card from someone else, I feel guilty for not doing them myself. I don't have my act together enough to do that. I've never done it. I might do it some year when I have grandkids or something like that, and I am retired and I have the time, but good for you if you're able to if you have that kind of organization in your life. I do not have that.
We used to get several letters from people catching us up on everything going on in their lives. We're so connected now. Mm-hmm. And this is obvious. Everybody knows this. You're so connected to anybody you want to be on Facebook or whatever, even if you're just emailing. You don't really have to do this anymore. I'm not opposed to getting them. And in fact, there was a trend for like the 2000s where people were sending out Christmas cards that were a picture of their family.
Yeah.
And I get almost none of those anymore either.
Yeah.
Everybody's just too connected.
A trend?
A trend.
Well, in the 2000s?
That was like a throwback.
People still do that a ton.
Well, now they do?
You get a card and it's a nice picture of...
I get none of those anymore.
Well, you should be nicer to people.
Maybe this does speak more to me.
I definitely get those and appreciate them. And usually I'll tape them up on the pantry doors. And so then I have a nice little wall of all the people who cared enough to include us in their holiday thing.
Advent calendars.
I also want to add in there that I do care about all of you. I just don't have that much I don't have that much time.
I think there's a lot of people listening that are super offended.
Are you one of them?
Well, Brad sends me one. So
I need to pay Terry to do my Christmas cards too.
Terry does a really good job.
She does that. Yeah, she's top notch. Like I can't even compare myself to
the birthday cards she gives.
Oh yeah,
so good.
They're like so personalized. Lucky. Yeah, they're very good. All right, advent calendars. Anybody still on this? Because I am. I still make advent calendars.
Can I take a minute to have a beef with advent calendars?
No.
The advent calendar industry. No.
Oh, the industry,
you're
yes.
You're going to agree with me.
Yeah, okay.
Advent is a time of preparation for what is coming. Advent is about the preparation for the birth of Jesus. It's not for 25 wine bottles that are counting down to Christmas. Unless okay. you're praising right. Jesus while you drink that wine.
If what
that,
about
if
dog
that's
wine?
Water that turns into wine.
This
on
is sacramental
your
wine.
Then, yes, that's different. Call it a countdown to Christmas, but we've just completely secularized the word Advent.
Well, what about little chocolates in the shape of crosses?
I'm glad you didn't say baby Jesus.
I feel weird about eating that. Ooh, it melted a little.
If you are using an Advent calendar for the purpose of Advent, which is a Jesus thing, then I'm okay with it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Otherwise, do the thing, but don't call it Advent. Call it a countdown to Christmas or something. Because Advent is a meaningful word, and we're not using it commercially with the purpose of what it was intended. Ethan, is Ethan in there? Ethan's not even in the studio.
I hope he comes left. Back.
Ethan.
He said, I'm out on this one.
Are you, I have many roles here, guys.
Are you writing Mark Reardon stuff up on the
yes,
board?
Yes,
right
I am.
And he knows we're going to give away Cardinals tickets later, so he's like just standing by the phones. Because who knows? I can just
know,
do it now.
I don't know, Ethan, if you heard what I was saying. But do you understand like how people use Advent now in just a secular countdown to Christmas way that isn't what Advent is about?
Yes, absolutely. Completely agree. It's almost like this. It feels like it has become this like Christmas part one almost, as to where like, you know, people are making it like a, okay, where you get this gift on this day and you get this gift on this day. And rather than it being this build up to what Christmas is meant to be, it's more so about like, what am I getting? What am I getting? And build up to the big day of what am I getting?
It is Christmas part one, but the Jesus part. Anyway, you were saying?
The article that I have here says that Advent is a religious observance of the time leading up to Christmas.
Yeah.
A period that has been observed. No, I'm reading it.
Oh, no, that's real.
A period that has been observed since the 4th century.
I'm shocked.
Advent calendars on which you open a door each day, which is not the way I do it.
Ryan was using his bologna sausage voice.
Yeah.
Was he not?
No, absolutely.
This is professional. Day to reveal a picture, prayer, or sometimes even a little piece of chocolate have traditionally helped count down the days. So... there you go. I actually use it.
Oh, it says Advent calendars and their true meaning.
And their true meaning, exactly. So
I'm in favor of this. Good job, Ryan.
Well, thank you, except that when I'm going to tell you the truth, when I make them, they're basically a countdown to Christmas with candy in it.
Well, just do a Jesus thing while you're at it. Say a
so
prayer.
So you make them then?
I make them for all of my godchildren. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just for the godchildren, which my real children are like,
How many
would like an Advent calendar. I'm like, no, you help make them.
I want chocolate crosses, too.
How many godchildren do you have?
Four. One of them just went into senior year of high school, and he said, I think I'm done.
And you're giving him candy?
Well, he's done with them now. And the rule is, for all of my godchildren, is once they reach a certain point, they can say, okay, I'm done, but you can't go back. So if you ever say...
That's the most Ryan Williams rule ever.
Yeah, you can't decide.
He's that kind of godfather.
Once you become an apostate.
Yeah.
I wish I could do Marlon
You want
Brando.
This Advent calendar here on the day of my daughter's wedding.
That's not what godfather means, Ryan.
Sounds like it fits with the faux Advent calendar.
I have to bring this one up because we are at Ruler Foods in St. Charles today doing a food drive. Brick and mortar shopping.
I don't usually do my building during Christmas season.
What? Are you talking about building a house?
Yeah, I usually don't buy brick and mortar.
I just let the professionals do it.
Ah, I see. All right. These are good jokes. Glad everybody's having a good time.
Not really.
But really,
we're
to
having
me,
fun.
We lower
I'm talking about the meaning
the 12:45
of the season.
Segment.
And back to the point here, we're talking about a religious observance of Christmas, of course.
Here he goes. That voice again. You know,
it's brick and mortar shopping.
Full of crap's about to happen.
When you go shopping for Christmas, yes. Do you do so in person anymore?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely online shop as well. But I
Black Friday, you went out.
Yes.
I did too.
Yeah. I didn't go out on Black Friday, but I definitely shop in person if I can.
I like it. In fact, I like shopping for food and clothes in person. I do not like shopping for those things.
Oh, I agree 100%.
The fact that on Amazon you can now get something like the next morning
will
encourage me to use that for certain things, but I would always rather have... What?
No, well, like we're praising Amazon, but the problem is I ordered my own book from Amazon and haven't gotten it yet, but my friend in Japan just did.
Oh, I got your book from Amazon.
Exactly. Like, where I wrote it.
Maybe they think it's a fake order.
No, I think it's still coming. It's just slow.
I'm serious. Maybe they think that it's a fake order. Like,
it depends on who you wanted to vote for.
What?
They all work. They all go to the same spot. We're just doing a contest here.
Anyway, yeah. Keep going.
Yeah.
On the air.
All right. Printed catalogs. We still get some in the mail, and I actually kind of appreciate when we do because the kids really like looking through them and circling stuff. But
there's a store called Happy Up in Edwardsville,
yeah.
And they send out a toy catalog, and it makes me smile every time I get it because being able to hand the toy catalog over to my kids, and let's just be honest, let them dream.
Yeah,
there's something there. There's something.
The problem with the big dreaming for kids is that my son, who's 7, is absolutely convinced that he's getting a dirt bike. And I'm like,
well, that's because I told him that you were getting
it. Just get the kid a dirt bike,
Ryan.
Are
you texting with him now?
Yeah.
He texts my wife all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The other day, I'm sitting on the couch, and she goes, hey, did Annie just text you?
No, I'm like, I bypassed you. I've never done
what
that
before. What did she say?
I bypassed you. I wanted to let you know there was a puppy available.
I heard.
But I thought it was more likely you'd get it through your wife than through you.
Yeah, apparently. So that's a thing now.
All right. Well, we are at the St. Charles Ruler Foods. We'll get back to some of these later in the show. We're having a great time out at the St. Charles Ruler Foods. The donations are coming in, and Ryan is about to go make his first trip through Ruler Foods to help fill these bins with the hundreds of dollars that have been walked in and handed over to us. So please come see us. We would love to help you shop or to help fill these bins based on the Annie Fry Show partnership with Ruler Foods to help the St. Louis Area Food Bank. You go to my Twitter and find out how to donate directly. We'll be right back.